Richard Alpert had it all. 4 appointments at Harvard, a Mercedes in the driveway, a private plane for weekend escapes. Among Stanford's elite, he was the hip therapist who understood the counterculture while maintaining establishment credentials. Yet, despite spending over $200,000 in today's money on psychoanalysis, a gnawing emptiness persisted. His therapist's final words haunted him: "You are too sick to leave analysis." The psychological theories he taught felt hollow. His colleagues, these 9-to-5 psychologists, were brilliant during office hours, but struggled with failed marriages and addiction in private. At family gatherings, relatives celebrated him as their crown jewel, the Harvard professor. Inside, he knew these accolades masked a fundamental ignorance about life's deeper questions. This is where transformation begins, not in achievement, but in the recognition that external success cannot fill an internal void. During a blizzard at Tim Leary's house, Alpert took his first psychedelic journey. After a comical panic over Leary's dog, he went off alone. In profound stillness, he witnessed himself in full professorial regalia standing before him. Then something extraordinary happened. He realized he could let this identity dissolve. One by one, every role he'd constructed, the cosmopolitan, the cellist, the pilot, the lover, appeared and vanished. Then came terror. His physical body began disappearing before his eyes, legs gone, torso fading. Nothing remained. Yet as panic mounted, a calm voice asked, "But who's minding the store?" Despite losing everything, even his body, he remained fully aware. This witnessing presence possessed true wisdom, not mere intellectual knowledge. At dawn, he joyfully shoveled snow outside his parents' home. When they called him an idiot from the window, something inside knew, it's all right to shovel snow and it's all right to be happy. For 5 years, Alpert and Leary gave psilocybin to about 200 people, discovering that reactions depended on set and setting. Some experienced heightened awareness, recognition of human unity, occasionally even the white light of pure consciousness. But they abandoned the naive hope that one psychedelic experience would bring permanent enlightenment. The problem of coming down became Alpert's central frustration. In one extreme experiment, 5 researchers locked themselves in a building for 3 weeks, taking LSD every 4 hours. Despite maintaining an extraordinary plateau of consciousness, within days of ending the experiment, they all came down. This cycle bred a gentle but persistent depression. After hundreds of journeys to heightened states, Alpert faced a crushing realization. Whatever he knew still wasn't enough. Each glimpse of transcendence ended with being cast out again, leaving him searching for what was missing, a way to sustain transformation beyond the chemical doorway. Sitting despondently in a Kathmandu restaurant after months of fruitless searching through India, Alpert encountered an extraordinary 6'7" American with long blonde hair dressed in traditional Indian clothes. Immediately, he sensed something rare, someone who truly knew. Throughout his journey, he'd been engaged in that subtle eye contact game. Do you know? Do you? But meeting Bhagwan Das was different. He was solid all the way through. When time came to continue to Japan, Alpert faced an absurd choice: continue his first-class journey or follow this penniless 23-year-old from Laguna Beach on a temple pilgrimage. He chose the latter. Barefoot, carrying only a shoulder bag, developing blisters and dysentery, Alpert underwent an extraordinary breakdown, becoming childlike while his guide cared for him. Bhagwan Das's training method was radical. Whenever Alpert began a story about his past, don't think about the past, just be here now. Future plans? Don't think about the future, just be here now. He'd wiped out Alpert's entire game, emotions, past experiences, future plans, leaving only presence. At a modest temple in the Himalayan foothills, they met Neem Karoli Baba Maharaji. Alpert approached with characteristic Western skepticism about gurus. Then Maharaji, wrapped in his simple blanket, immediately spoke about Albert's mother's death from spleen complications, intimate details impossible for anyone in India to know. his analytical mind cycled through elaborate theories. CIA operation? Psychotic break? Mass hypnosis? Like a computer faced with an unsolvable equation, his mind finally shut down completely. In that surrender, he felt overwhelming sensation in his chest, physical pain accompanied by unstoppable tears. Not joy or sorrow, but the emotional release of someone who'd been searching their entire life and finally found home. The next morning, displaying omniscience again, Maharaji asked for the medicine. When Albert produced his LSD, Maharaji casually swallowed three massive doses, 915 micrograms total, showing absolutely no effects throughout the day. He merely twinkled at Albert with knowing eyes, providing a wordless teaching about consciousness that transcended any chemical enhancement. Under his teacher's guidance, Albert, now Ram Dass, learned that we exist only in the eternal present. Set your alarm for any time you want. When you wake up, you're always here, and it's always now. While clocks mark time, you remain sitting here, right now, always. Meditation's purpose is cooling you out so you remember this truth. True practice means turning the lens inward, photographing the very stuff we're hiding in. Working on yourself benefits all beings because we're fundamentally one consciousness. True presence dissolves the separate self. Western culture offers every sensual gratification, yet it's never enough because there's no here and now-ness. A centered being emanates palpable calmness that touches others in their own calm place, and this cannot be faked. The highest teaching is simple. Be present with whatever arises, whether joyful expression or mundane responsibility. Your approach determines everything. You can surf through life's demands or carry them as burdens. From Harvard professor to barefoot pilgrim, from Richard Albert to Ram Dass, this journey reveals something universal. Beneath our achievements and anxieties, our social identities and rational minds, lies an eternal awareness waiting to be discovered. Not through more accomplishment or better credentials, but through the radical act of being fully present. In our world of endless distraction, where we scroll through others' lives while missing our own, where we plan tomorrow while ignoring today's beauty, this ancient wisdom feels revolutionary. You don't need to travel to India or take psychedelics to find what Ram Dass found. The door is here, now, in this very moment. Stop reading about presence and be present. Stop thinking about your breath and feel it. Stop planning who you'll become and recognize who you already are. The treasure isn't hidden in some distant ashram. It's in the ordinary miracle of this moment, waiting for you to finally arrive.